almost good afternoon, but still good morning. We are now reconvened for the admin portion of the meeting. We don't have anything on consent for approval, so we'll move right into discussion. The first item is the NSP natural gas rate increase application, public input sessions. Pat, do we have anything? I was going to say, I thought we just scheduled those. So, all right, good. Any other added items for discussion?
Not on discussion, but on scheduling, I have one.
Do you have any discussion items to add?
No.
All right.
I have one discussion.
Okay.
The RTO update meeting.
Yeah.
So the last meeting you asked us, Ab and I, to reach out to MISO and SPP, as well as the utilities, asking what topics they would like to discuss.
Yep.
I received no responses from anyone. I just reached out to the SPP side, though.
Oh.
I mean, everyone was interested, but I received no suggestion topics. So I don't know what Adam received from his side.
Yeah, so I reached out to MISO as well as the three member utilities as well as Minn Kota. MISO suggested that they talk about the long-range transmission projects as well as the JTIQ, which is the Joint Transmission Interconnection Queue, which serves to solve some of the transmission issues on the seam between SPP and MISO. So that was MISO's suggestion.
Okay. And did they, did any of the utilities provide additional?
Yes. So the utilities provided some input. One, MDU wanted to talk about the winter season and resource preparedness, probably in anticipation of going over some of the NERC cold weather lessons learned from the February event. Also Schedule 2, the voltage and reactive support compensation that we did a dockless intervention and in front of the FERC with, as well as generator queue updates. Also, let's see here. System resiliency. So maybe asking MISO if there are any updates on how compensation for resources which have baseload characteristics are compensated correctly. Also received input that maybe we could talk to some of the transmission reform ANOPRs that is going on in front of the FERC. Let's see, Minn Kota also suggested that at the start of the winter season, we are seeing higher than usual exports into Manitoba due to hydro conditions. How does MISO view this impact on the MISO North region? So you kind of have a laundry
okay.
list there.
How do you guys want to proceed? I'd be happy to work with Adam to kind of narrow down that list of ideas from the MISO themselves and the transmission operators or the utilities.
Well, so I would just say that some of those, like specifically the last one, especially you think of this exports to Manitoba, that might be a really important topic that we should discuss and give information about. I don't know that it really fits into one of our regular RTO updates,
right,
because it doesn't really apply to SPP. So I think for the RTO updates, we should pick the ones that are mutually applicable.
Even though they're separate? Like the SPP will be meeting at one time and a MISO will be meeting.
Well, or, I mean, I guess if we have some things like that, there could be one where we address completely different things too. But if our topics are things that are exclusive to one or the other one would have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, we'd have a separate agenda item for a separate agenda for SPP with the topics that are relevant there, and then a separate item for MISO that may not, they may be similar, but they might not always be exactly the same, because there might be something coming up in SPP that you want us to hear about, and vice versa.
If we come up with a list of some exclusive ones that they each have, then that could make one.
Yeah. I don't think we're on the same page. We're seeing this differently.
If we have some things that are exclusive to MISO, but we don't have some things that are...
But we don't have anything that's exclusive to SPP, then we're kind of having a MISO hearing. It's not our RTO update, because SPP doesn't have anything to say about that.
But we're doing the updates on the same day, but separately. So the agenda for SPP will be an agenda relevant to SPP that may not be exactly the same as the agenda for MISO.
Agreed. That just hinges on us having some issues that are unique to SPP.
Yeah, well, I think, well, there'll always be updates that can be provided on what's going on there. It would be helpful if they replied with some ideas, but...
I agree. It would have been helpful.
Can you go back to them and say, like, here's what we're looking at? And...
We can come up with, okay, with some ideas. I have some ideas. I can talk to Commissioner Christman about it, too. So I think it would be helpful. I think if we can set the start times and kind of anticipated end times, I can work with Commissioner Christman to come up with our agenda for SPP. If you and Adam want to work together, I don't know if that works for all of you, but it seems reasonable to me. In the past, we've started at 10 a.m. for the SPP session. Since we want to hear from utilities as well, my thought was to start earlier, maybe 9.
9 to noon. And if we get done early, we're done.
Right.
I'm open to that, especially on the first one. We can see how it goes.
We can always adjust in future ones.
Yeah, we haven't
ones,
incorporated the utilities before.
Just kind of knowing at least four. The SPP guys will have to travel here the night before, so they'll be ready to go at any time.
Sure.
Our North Dakota-based utilities, you know, it's kind of going to be a mixed bag. If you're coming from Williston, if we would start late enough, you could maybe drive that morning, but it really just depends.
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, we can plan for 9 noon.
Does that work? 9 to noon and then 1 to
4?
4.
I would expect the time would be filled.
When yeah, because they'll take a break in there in the middle. They won't sit there
right,
for 3 hours
and,
straight.
And just talking about the changes that have been implemented or different steps since the February event, that in itself could take a tremendous amount of time. So I don't think there'll be any shortage. But they need direction, and you're going to work with Adam, and then Randy, you're going to work with Victor to narrow it down. And okay, sounds great.
Okay, good.
And then I've got one other question that's unrelated. But do any of the commissioners have a preference for being notified in real time, 24/7, of any MISO transmission emergencies? And I'll preface that by saying that ordinarily, I believe Allison Archer sends out a notice to the commissioners. To my understanding, she's very good at keeping the commissioners in the loop. However, they've got a separate system that would send a 24/7, regardless of when the alert occurs, any type of emergency transmission on the grid. So is there any interest on being added to that list?
I received an email from Allison. Did you guys?
I did.
Yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think she reached out directly with the email and the directions for how to opt into that.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
So that makes it easy. Great. All right. Okay. So we should be good to go. Okay. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Anything else on discussion?
We really have that same thing going at SPP.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were discussing this, and so I don't have the information with me. But basically, you can sign up for, there's a number of email exploders for different things.
Yeah.
You know, depending on how much you're wanting to get emails, you know, you can kind of get yourself in at different levels.
Do you think Kara's going to be emailing us with those instructions like Allison did?
I'm not aware of them sending anything out. If you are interested in such communications, just let me know and I can get you set up with the right place to sign up for such
things. Okay.
It's relatively simple.
I guess I wouldn't mind receiving those.
Okay. Yes. Both of you? Okay. I will get instructions sent to both of you for how to do it and if there's any questions that come up.
Yeah, the question is, I mean, there's a pretty low starting point where, you know, it's more, a lot of it has to do with messages to the companies, like that, you know, foreseeable, that something possibly could happen, so you might want to maybe start watching your emails a little closer. Do you want those, or, and Victor will have that, and I do too, that list of, as things get more and more interesting, at what point do you want to get in on being notified?
Mm-hmm. Good.
So, some of the early stages are pretty dull.
Kara's done, an exceptional job of, but she's also taking an extra step and remembering,
yeah,
as a former commissioner, the importance of it, but to take that burden off her, if you will, because I mean, she's going to be flying at times too, especially when the alert level ratchets up.
Right. So. These will be not things that someone like Kara has to sit and send out.
Exactly.
These are signing up to be on an exploder.
No, that's what. Yep. Exactly. Yep. It takes the burden off her.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Then we'll move to scheduling matters. The Mayville outage informal hearing.
So this was one we had done an investigation earlier. I had recommended we look in, we do some additional digging and have an informal hearing with the company on this. The soonest they're able to make this happen is the week of January 10th. Their preference of that week is Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
Okay, Wednesday is out. Correct, isn't it the RTO update? We have a hold.
It is. So the 12th is not an option. So Wednesday is out. So their preference would be Tuesday or Thursday.
Either day works for me.
Well, don't we have sunflower wind on Tuesday?
Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oops, Monday. Okay. I would be available before 3 on Tuesday. Pretty flexible.
On Tuesday the 11th.
Yep.
Yep, me too.
So, for morning,
probably
9, 10.
9.
They're thinking it'll take about an hour.
Oh.
So.
Anytime you guys pick if you want to do it.
9 o'clock sounds good to me.
9's fine.
All right.
9 a.m. on the 11th.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, Randy.
Okay, so just a little background on what happened this morning with that MDU situation. There's a task force at SPP that now is incoming president. Mm-hmm. Both I and Victor are members of. It's the Improved Resource Availability Task Force. And
what's the acronym for that?
IRETF. It doesn't
you love that.
Make a word. We have so many new task forces, we didn't have time to find ones that make words pronounceable. But, so, the meetings are scheduled, I'm not president of this task force, and so the meetings are scheduled throughout the year. There's one every month of 2022. And so I looked, and here 5 of them hit commission meeting days. Well, it's better than the odds. I thought for sure it'd be about 8 out of 12. And so then when I
what
first
time? How
when
long
I first
are these meetings?
They're from 2 to 5.
Oh well, that's not terrible.
When I first looked at this, I seen that on whichever day this was we were talking about this morning, we had something scheduled, and so I thought we just could change that. I didn't realize we had the motion setting it, but it was already on our calendar, and so that was the lateness of my confusion this morning. And so we've addressed the January one, The others are just hit with one of our meetings in May, September, October, and December. And so since we've addressed January, I guess what I'm wondering is if we could, on, and I'll give you the exact dates if you're interested in this, if we could schedule, put those informals on our calendar, something like we have today for like a 12:45 to 1:45 time frame, and then we know that we can only set things in there that are expected to be relatively short, and if we need an informal that's longer at about that time, we got to find a different day.
But yeah.
This is an important task force that we participate in. So
I'm good with that. And it might be that informals, like, maybe it's something that you can bow out early if it goes a little long.
Possibly.
Or, you know, or you can show up a little late or whatever on the task force.
And once we put these on account, then we'll know that when we're looking at scheduling these other four informals. So if that's okay to move four of them to 12:30 or 12:45 to 1:45, is that preference? I'll give you the dates. They would be May 25.
Pamela can write on these.
September 21, October 19, and December 14.
Oh, I have a conflict on the 14th of December.
A year from
kidding.
Now?
Just kidding.
Wow.
I'm a planner. Those, okay. I think that's smart.
Thank you.
All right. But now we still need to reschedule the thing that we moved because of this.
Yeah, and
we're waiting for the company.
Yeah, we're waiting for the company
right.
to get some new dates. It won't be until next week, I don't think, until we're ready to get a new date out there. So.
Would that leave us time to go on that week that when it was supposed to be and get the notice out?
We'll have to look for proper notice, Jack. I know we were kind of brushing the line with that week, so that may not be an option. But as soon as we can get dates, we'll have them. I know the company said he was able to talk to everyone except for their counsel. He was out until Friday. And I am out on Friday. Respond to emails if we get something circulated.
Because I know just in case it works, so that was the 19th we were talking about. The 18th works for me, and the morning of the 20th works for me. Maybe we could just give Victor those dates and just in case.
18th works for me, as does the 20th.
You said the morning of the 20th?
Yeah, I have LRC in the afternoon.
Lurk.
I will get an email.
Research Council. That's another one. Not an RTO thing. Do those dates work for you, Brad?
Yes.
Okay. I'll get those specific dates circulated and we'll get it scheduled as soon as possible.
Okay, no more acronyms. I have one.
More?
One thing, yes, related to scheduling, and that is on the 19th of January. Now, the MDU, the hold for the financial incentive, that is gone. So we have a 10 o'clock commission meeting, but also at the same time is the State of the State address in Fargo at 10 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So here's... Well, that's going to go for about an hour, so. But one thing, and Jack, you might be able to, Fargo.
I know, but NDSU.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like the venue is like an auditorium there, or is there some special football field? Or?
It is.
Is that when they give us the actual national championship trophy, or do we get that right at the...
You're going to jinx it. Moving on. I'm superstitious. No. Festival Concert Hall at the Reinecke Fine Arts Center. Very nice venue.
Yeah, that is a nice venue.
Yep. So, worst case scenario, not that this is worst case, but one option would be to move the commission meeting to 1 o'clock that afternoon, since we have a hold anyway. But I would probably be doing it virtually.
Well, we changed it because there's a conflict.
Oh, that's right. But not till 2, right?
Right, which means probably calling in at 12:45. We don't finish at 1:45. So we don't finish any meetings in 45 minutes.
And this one is a formal hearing versus an informal.
Oh.
But now we're talking about changing the meeting.
Yeah, the meeting. He's talking about meeting.
The commission meeting.
Sorry.
No.
Well, we just all agreed that we were open to doing that informal on the 18th, if that works for MDU, so that would suggest to me that we'd be open to doing our commission meeting on the 18th, too.
Then it has to be a special meeting when we move on.
No, I'm not sure it does. Was I talking to you, Jack, or was I talking to someone else earlier about, we haven't had those approved yet by Secretary of State, correct?
They have been posted, but we haven't met the deadline, so I haven't found anything that would say they would be, if we resubmitted it
right
to this point, it'd be contrary to being a regular meeting.
Yeah. So give us the same flexibility.
Yeah. Well, then I'm fine with moving it to the 18th.
Okay, sounds good.
And we'll set the time when, just in case Victor hears at MDU, you could make one or the other. Morning or afternoon, we'll have our meeting the other time.
Well, how soon do we need to do that to make our, to not, like for the posting of our meeting and all those meetings?
Isn't it the 31st?
Do you know the exact date, Emma? I think it was the 31st as well.
Well, that's right, you're the one who pointed that out.
Okay, so let's just hold off, I guess, until we get this all straightened out. Who's the MDU counsel?
Anderson.
Oh. Okay. All right. That it for scheduling then?
That's it for me.
Fun. Scheduling fun. All right. I think with that, we are adjourned.